From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abili reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump welcomed NATO support on its condemnation of Syria's use of chemical weapons on its own people last week. Trump and NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg spoke to reporters after meeting at the White House Wednesday. Trump called the attack blamed on Syrian President Bashar al-Assad a murderous attack using the most horrible weapons. The FBI reportedly obtained a secret court order last year to monitor the communications of then-presidential candidate Donald Trump's advisor. The Washington Post reports the FBI and Justice Department were able to secure a FISA warrant after convincing a judge there was probable cause that Carter Page was acting as an agent of a foreign power, in this case, Russia. Last month, FBI Director James Comey acknowledged his agency had launched an investigation into whether members of Trump's campaign colluded with Russia to influence the 2016 presidential election. U.S. intelligence officials believe Moscow intervened to sway the election in favor of Trump. The United States and Russia agreed Wednesday to call for an international investigation of the deadly chemical weapons attack in Syria last week. The joint bid for the United Nations and weapons experts to investigate the sarin gas attack that killed more than 85 people came after Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and later with President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. Tillerson told reporters at a news conference that he told Putin the current state of U.S.-Russia relations is at a low point. This is VOA News. The recent gas attack in Syria has resurrected Russian-Turkish tensions over the country. Turkey is again calling for the removal of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and the creation of safe areas and no-fly zone. But as Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul, renewed tensions between Russia and Turkey could cost Ankara economically.
Ankara's robust stance against the Syrian regime has brought a swift response from Moscow regarding the Turkish economy. The Russian Union of Travel Industry warned Monday that an embargo on charter flights to Turkish holiday resorts could be reintroduced. The embargo, which only recently was lifted, was part of tough economic sanctions enforced by Moscow after Turkish jets downed a Russian bomber operating from a Syrian airbase in 2015. Political columnist Semih Idiz of Al Monitor website warned Ankara has to tread carefully.
I don't think it can afford another crisis with Russia, especially from the economic dimension, just as the advent of the tourism season is just around the corner. So there's going to have to be a balancing act there, a very delicate one.
Russian tourists account for the second largest number of vacationers to Turkey. Last year's embargo devastated the country's lucrative tourism industry, with the number of Russian visitors dropping by nearly 3 million. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Opposition parties are protesting outside President Jacob Zuma's official home in Pretoria to demand his resignation. The protest comes in the wake of long-simmering corruption scandals, a controversial cabinet reorganization, and economic woes. Anita Powell reports from Pretoria.
A celebratory atmosphere hung over President Zuma's home on this, his 75th birthday. Tens of thousands of South Africans donned bright colors and marched Wednesday to his official residence in central Pretoria, singing and dancing as they made their way through the streets. They were not bringing birthday wishes. They were asking the increasingly unpopular leader to leave. Seven major opposition parties organized the march at Pretoria's union buildings and said they will continue to loudly and peacefully protest Zuma for the duration of his term, which is set to end in 2019. The president has earned many critics for long-simmering corruption scandals, but his decision last month to fire a well-respected finance minister and reorganize his cabinet prompted those critics to call for a nationwide shutdown and protests on Friday. The opposition has called for a no-confidence vote in parliament next week. Anita Powell, VOA News, Pretoria.
For more news, log on to voanews.com. I am Ji Abili in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.